Welcome to the 7 on Your Side Consumer Podcast, brought to you by ABC7's Michael Finney.
Hello, everyone. I'm Michael Finney, and thank you so much for downloading this week's podcast. A lot of consumer items. A lot of it is about consumers being nickeled and dimed. Let's start with flying. Fuel surcharges. With the price of oil going up, all the airlines just about have added a fuel surcharge. They were about $4. They moved to $6. And now we're seeing fuel surcharges of $10 and $20 per leg of a trip. Now, the reason I'm telling you this is when you're buying an airline ticket, you need to get to the very end of the webpage to find out how much you're actually going to pay. Because some airlines charge a higher or lower fuel surcharge, but then on top of that, they may charge you per leg, where the other may charge you one fee per round-trip flight. So although it doesn't sound like much, if you have a couple stopovers, you could be looking at either just $20 or $80, and that would be the difference in buying a ticket. So make sure you check fuel surcharges. And as long as you're checking that, if you're looking for summer travel, you're going to need to think about how much money it's going to cost you to actually get the luggage to where you're going. Back in the day, they used to charge a fortune, and they only allowed you to bring so many pounds of luggage with you when you traveled on an airline. Then they pretty much didn't care what you did. You know, bring big bags. They were pretty easy going with it. Well, now they are way into charging you by the pound and by the bag again. And let me tell you, United Airlines and U.S. Airways Group both say that come May, they'll be charging $50 per round trip for checking a second piece of luggage. So you know how they don't want you to take luggage on the plane? Well, now they're going to charge you more to put the luggage in the luggage compartment. $50 per piece. Now, Southwest Airlines is already charging a fee for a third bag. Again, when you are checking flights and the cost of flights, make sure you know how much you're paying for that fuel surcharge and how much you're going to be paying for an extra bag if you need to carry one, and how much you'll have to pay for a paper ticket. Are you still using paper tickets? Okay, let me tell you that just 6-7 years ago, more than 90% of all airline tickets for overseas flights were issued on paper. More than half of domestic flights were issued on paper. And now, more than 90% of the tickets being issued will be electronic. USA Today is reporting that more than 92% of all tickets issued by travel agents, more than 99% will be electronic after the International Air Transport Association, that's the IATA, that's a trade group representing 240 airlines. Well, on June 1st, they're going to stop providing paper tickets. So you won't even be able to get one. If you get one, they're going to be very, very expensive. So be ready for that as well. Talking about a fuel surcharge, Royal Caribbean charged its passengers a fuel surcharge, $70 per person per sailing. The Florida Attorney General's office didn't think that was the right way to do things. They have been arguing back and forth, and now Royal Caribbean says they will be refunding more than $20 million to passengers. So if you've been on a Royal Caribbean cruise, you need to check in to see if you have money coming back to you, because you're talking $70 per person per sailing, family of four, you're talking some real money there. A scam that's coming through the mail I need to tell you about is a Netherlands promotional sweepstakes. And it says that you've won $925,000. This is email. If you go to the actual website, which is interestingly enough, this email that is put out by scamsters has the exact correct web address. If you go to that web address, the first thing it says, everything's in Dutch. And then there's one line and it says in English, we haven't emailed you. So that's a ripoff. So that's pretty funny. Again, if someone says you have money coming, but you've got to give them money or information first, you don't have money coming. Let me tell you where you can save some money. It may be time to refinance your house, and not just because you have a big balloon payment coming or you have one of those floating loans, ARMs, adjustable rate mortgage, where it's getting ready to jump through the roof. It may be a good time to refinance because the FHA has just changed the conforming loan limit. It used to be for the entire nation, $419,000, and at one point, $433,000 was a conforming loan, that or less. And by conforming, it means that they can bundle them and sell them off. And because of that, you get about a 0.5% break. Back in the old days, now it's a 1% break in your interest rate. That's a lot of money over 30 years. Well, now they've moved that rate up to $729,750 in Alameda County. In Alpine County, it's at $547,000. Butte County, $400,000. It is moving up throughout Northern California. Contra Costa County, the top again, $729,750. Most of the Bay Area now has your first mortgage can be up to $729,750 and be a conforming loan, which means you get a rate break. So pull out your paperwork, see if it'll work for you. If it will, maybe a good time to refinance. Now let's finish up with talking about Finney's Friday Free Stuff. We have two brand new items this week that we've never offered before. The first one is a Goo Gone mess-free pin. You'll receive one of these. Goo Gone mess-free pin removes gummy, gooey, sticky, or greasy problems. And it removes it from hard surfaces, carpets, clothing. It can also remove spots and stains. Think about tape. When you have tape on something and you pull it back and there's still tape there, often you'll see products that'll come with a sticker on it and you just can't seem to get the glue off. That's what Goo Gone does well. It's a value, these little pins, of $3.99. We're going to get you one for free. And then we're also going to get you salt sodium free salt substitute. You'll receive one free box of also salt. And it is actually tastes like salt, and it doesn't have a bitter aftertaste. It is all natural. You can use it in cooking. You can sprinkle it on food. The free box we're going to give you has 50 individual packets, value of $3.50. Try it out. A lot of folks are told by their doctors you need to cut down on salt. Here's a pretty easy way to do it. Again, though, check in with your doctor. Well, that's it for this week's podcast. If you need help with a problem, let me know about it. Go to abc7news.com, click on 7 on your side, or you can mail your problem in to me at 900 Front Street, San Francisco, 94111. Just put 7 on your side, attention Michael Finney. And we've got a large group of people here, and we solve problems. Also, my reports can be seen every day on Channel 7 News at either 5 or 6 o'clock newscast, or both. And then on Monday and Friday, I'm on The View from the Bay. That's our entertainment information program that's on every day between 3 and 4. Fabulous program. You really, if you haven't seen it, you need to tune in. Anyway, I'm on it 2 days a week. And then I'm back on KGO Radio. You can catch me there every Saturday between 4 and 7 p.m. Well, that's it for this week. Thank you very much for downloading.
For more on Michael Finney's reports or to report a consumer problem, go to abc7news.com and select 7 on your side from the quick links menu. Thank you for downloading Michael's podcast.